When VBS was raided by a mix of corrupt auditors, complicit municipalities, rogue bankers, and a mix, we believe, of heartless politicians, government stepped in to guarantee deposits up to a point. More than 20 years ago now, small banks crisis, Trevor Manuel did the same thing, forced to announce that the state would guarantee bank deposits as panic ripped through the financial system in South Africa following the collapse of Sambo. That led to a run on deposits at BOE. Nedbank stepped into the breach there, bought BOE. It looked vulnerable. There were run on deposits at Nedbank in those days. And government eventually went, hold on a second, don't worry, we will stand behind deposits. Because banking is all about confidence. There's no bank in the world that can pay out all of its depositors at a moment's notice. But you and I need confidence that if we do want our money, whatever there is of it, we can get it. Michael Udan's been connected to banking, I think, all of his working life, and is the co-founder of Bank Zero. And the Reserve Bank, I think, Michael, today laying out the framework of bank insurance, deposit insurance, up to a maximum of 100,000 rand per depositor per bank. It's quite a big alignment in terms of global best practice, as far as I can work it out.
Hi, Bruce. Thanks for having me. Yes, it is exactly. We are the last of the G20 who institute formal deposit insurance in South Africa. So it really is a big thing. The fact that all these other systems think it's a good idea and we took our time to do so. But as you rightly pointed out, that is probably because government has stepped in. So we've had implicit deposit insurance, but what this changes now is that we have very explicit deposit insurance. It's up to 100,000 per depositor per bank. And out of interest, that means that 93% of all South African depositors will be covered by this deposit insurance scheme.
How would it work? Do I have to pay an insurance fee to get that cover? Is it something that is sort of hidden in my bank charges? How does that work?
No, you don't have to pay at all. This is a levy that the banks will pay to the deposit insurance scheme. It's a small levy. In fact, it's 0.215%. Plus, they also extend a loan of 3% of these covered deposits to the entity. It's called the Corporation for Deposit Insurance. It's held by the Reserve Bank. So the cost of insuring this is borne by the banks, as it should be. In the past, in the implicit deposit insurance scheme, you could argue that it was effectively the taxpayer that would pay up the cost for bailing out depositors from failed banks. So this is back to banks where it should be. It does provide them, you know, with the incentives to manage their risk properly. Obviously, banks in South Africa still have to hold all the capital that they need. We are well regulated. We actually suffer far less from bank failures than many other systems. But what will happen now is that there will be more confidence in the system overall, and that customers, which before didn't want to move their bank accounts for fear of going to a less safe bank or a perceived less safe bank, can now do so. And that we see as very positive, particularly coming from a challenger bank perspective.
No, exactly right. And for people who, let's say you have keep, I don't know why you would, but you keep 500,000 rand in a bank account. If you feel vulnerable, you may then take your 500,000 rand and split it over five banks. And you and Discovery Bank and the soon to be launched Old Mutual Bank and Time Bank may all be beneficiaries, of course, of these 100,000 rand deposits because they are guaranteed. There will be no concern around whether or not investors will be able to get their money back should something go wrong in the system.
That's right, Bruce. You see, banks are special. They're special entities in the economic system. If your corner shop fails, that's inconvenient, but it's not as big a deal. When a bank fails and it holds the savings of a nation, it has huge repercussions, not just the payment system that is interrupted, but, you know, people that have worked hard for their savings get punished. And we saw that with VBS Bank and with the African Bank and the 13 other banks that have failed in the last three decades. So it really does make sense to offer this explicit insurance. It does mean people can shop around. And the nice thing is where people were loath to shop around before, they knew they could open an account easily. They knew fees were lower. They knew service could be better, but they wanted their deposits with the big banks. Big banks were seen as too big to fail. Obviously, that has now changed. You mentioned the situation where somebody could spread around their deposits. We think that is likely to happen. But once again, I need to point out that for 93% of the number of depositors, the scheme as it is now is adequate already. But even for them, they don't need to bank with the big five anymore now. The challenger banks with, we would argue, the superior innovation, lower fees like we have at Bank Zero, that now really becomes an option for 93% of the population of South Africa, and that includes businesses.
Banker Michael Yordaan, who is the founder at Bank Zero.